Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday. It is Hula Hoop Wednesday, baby. Hula Hoop. Listen, it's June 8th, 2022, 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com, GumbaRum.com. That's GumbaRum.com. GumbaRum.com. Listen, we do have two Gumba Rums, one infused with vanilla and one infused with coconut. We have Gumba Rum Silver and Gumba Rum Go. And listen, the CEO of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumb, Steve Gumb. Listen, y'all, visit Gumba Rum online for all your rum libation needs. Let me tell y'all, Steve Rum is the CEO. He is out having a crashing good time. He's down in New Orleans eating rib tips, crawfish, shrimp. I'm telling you, he's having a good time. Listen, y'all, he is in New Orleans right now. Yes, he is. He will be in New Orleans, Louisiana until June the 12th. It is the New Orleans Wine and Food Expo. It's going down, baby. Oh, Lord, why did the man leave me? He just left me here to do all this work. He's down in New Orleans having a fun, good old time. Listen, so if you are in any of the parishes in Louisiana, you can visit New Orleans Wine and Food Expo. We are down there. He's down there with the table and the booth. You can sample Gumba Rum, darling. Listen, you ain't going to get drunk. We ain't trying to get you drunk. So listen, you just get your sample on, baby. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. Also, I do want to let you know this show is a special musical salute and musical showcase for Cedric B. Cedric B, baby, got some music from Cedric B. Gonna put it down in your ear on tonight. And a Jack Gosman. Listen, y'all. Now, this episode gonna be a little bit different. I know y'all used to, you know, getting your bump on, getting your dance on, tapping your toes. Now, this episode is a little bit different. I got something to put down on you. Now, listen, this show, I am sending a special dedication to my mighty good friend. Let me dial it down a little bit. Listen, see, God, oh, Lord, here come a life lesson. God always brings people into our lives for a reason. Yes, he do. He brings people into our lives for a reason. You may not know what the reason is. Of course, you won't know when you first meet them. But once you start having a conversation with someone, God will reveal to you the reason why this person is in your life. Now, listen, a lot of times what gets people tangled up and mixed up, people don't understand when is the cutoff point. See, sometimes God sent a person in your life for a season and not for a whole lifetime. And the problem is, you get what you need from the person. Now, you're not, like, taking something from them because they are in your life to supply you with an answer of something that you need. A lot of time when you get mixed up and confused, you don't know when the stopping point is. This is when people get, oh, Lord, this is really going somewhere. So, listen, a lot of times people don't understand what's the stopping point. A lot of times, because we're human, and sometimes people want to hang on to people as long as they can. Even when God says, that's it, cut them off, that's it, you've gotten what you need, cut them off, it's over, it's done, the season is over with. And so a lot of times, I'm saying this for a reason, y'all, stay with the story. So a lot of times people don't know when to stop and let go. They just want to hold on. And I'm saying this because I met a very special person. Jack Gosman, who is a person, she is an independent artist, and she also does meditation. I'm saying this because I have another really great friend that's way on the other side of the world, and is really going through a really, really tough time. Listen, y'all, did you not know God will bring somebody into your life, and you're with them for a season to encourage them and to help walk them through something that's really, really dark, really, really dark. Listen, wow, I went through a really dark time in my life because of health challenges and brain aneurysm, and this person read my story online. This person read my website, read it online. I know this is really unusual, but I'm going to get to the music. But listen, they read my story online. They saw everything that I went through, and they says, wow. So this person reached out to me to do some work for them, which I did. And we end up becoming friends. He says, you know what? You are really so passionate what you're doing because I love what I do. And he began telling me. He's an artist, too. He does music. He's a composer. He's on the other side of the world, y'all. He's over in Iran, you know, on the other side of the world. We became really good friends. He started telling me he has blood cancer. Now, he's went through chemo. He's went through radiation. I'm telling you this because I'm going to play a really special song right now for him. He went through chemo. He's going through radiation. And he just recently had his bone marrow transplant. And he says, you know, I'm really having a hard time with this. I'm really having a hard time. I'm really struggling. And so I've been really chatting with him, sending him inspirational pictures, sending him different scriptures. Inspiration has really been helping him to get through those hard days. But listen, and he says to me, now he's the one that's going through it. He's very painful. It's been very painful. He sent me a picture and I almost just wanted to break down and cry. He sent me a picture. He did a funny face and he's got the thing going through his nose. He's going through his treatment. And I'm like, oh, Lord. And he's making this funny face trying to make me laugh, trying to encourage me. And he's the one that's in pain. So listen. Let me tell you something. He says to me, I can feel his pain, even though he's on the other side of the world. I can still feel him. I was out walking the other day, and I said, wow, my chest, which was really weird. I said, something weird is going on. I'll tell you the way the gifts of God work. I said, something weird is going on. My chest was giving me all kind of complications. I said, wow. So I got back home. I didn't know where it was coming from. I got back home, and I started talking to him. He says, you know, I'm really having a hard time, fierce. My chest, he said, I'm having problems with my chest. He said, I'm having all these pains and stuff. I said, oh, Jesus Christ. So I sent him, I didn't tell him what I was going through. I was feeling his pain. I sent him a scripture. He says, oh, thanks a lot. And then he says, you know, he says, fierce, this is my journey. It's not your journey. I'm like, oh, my God. And so I'm like, I don't want to let go. So it really scared me. He says, this is my journey. And he's saying, this is my journey. This is my pain. And I'm like, what is he trying to tell me? And I didn't want to hear what he's saying. So anyway, I'm going to play this song by Jack Gosman. I know that was a really long story, but guys, thank you for listening. This song goes out to my friend. And so I believe in sending out energy. I know that we can send out energy. I know that we can send out healing because God is everywhere. And we can pray and send healing to the people that's hurting. We can do that. We can totally do that. And so the song that's coming up is called Haven. I thank God for this artist. Oh, my God. The music that they create is so soothing. And so I'm sending this out for him because he's having a challenging time right now. And he's really having a difficult time. He went through the surgery, and I'm just praying and hoping that the surgery and the transplant takes. But he says it's going to be 21 days, a really tough time. I'm going to play the song called Haven. And so I'm just sending out good vibes, good energy. And thank you so much, Jack Gosman, for being on this show today. Thank you so much. This is Haven. The song is Haven, Haven, Haven.
I slept for many days in your haven, in your haven. I slept for days, in your haven. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That song is so soothing. It just, something just welled up in me. I'm telling you, and Jack Gospin has really been sent for such a time as this, I just, you know, it's just wonderful. And I'm going to tell you something also. She is also a meditation teacher, publisher. She's also a publisher and a teacher. She does meditation. And so I'm telling you all, I could just feel the great energy from that song, Haven. You know, it's just so interesting how she came across such a time as this, so greatly needed. Also, she's an insight timer. And so she deals with dynamics of relationships and things of that nature. I want to play some more music by this artist. Up next is Heartland. Take a listen to Heartland.
Sat on the back of your bike. You turned around for me. Said, baby, hold on tight.
Heartland. There's so much to me, that song is so much healing energy in her music. And I just feel that way. I just believe that there's a lot of healing energy in her music and in her voice. It's just so calming. She has such a calming effect in her music. And I'm telling you, this song, Heartland, it was like I could just imagine a big ocean, pretty blue water, just floating, healing energy going out to my friend and just calming his pain, whatever he may be feeling today, calming his pain and soothing, soothing, giving him a calm. And whatever happens, of course, we want the best, the best, the best, the best, the best. And so just sending out healing, healing, and calm, soothing, healing out to him. And so that was Heartland. And I'm telling you, her voice is just so soothing. And it's just so appreciated. I just really appreciate what she's doing. Her music is just phenomenal, phenomenal. Thank you. Thank you so much. I have another song that's coming up by her. It's called Beneath the Riverbed, Beneath the Riverbed. And you guys, this is really a great time to slow down just a little bit and to take in the music and to just breathe. Just to take a few deep breaths, just to breathe in and breathe out. Sometimes we have to do that. Sometimes we have to stop our day for a moment, just stop for a moment and just breathe in and breathe out and exhale. And sometimes we just really need to do those cleansing breaths. And this one is Beneath the Riverbed. Beneath the Riverbed.
Been right here all this time. I've been feeling along the bottom of the river. The fault lines and the cracks that intertwine. The parts of us we thought
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. I am telling you. I am so thankful for it, Jack Godsman. I am telling you, I'm so thankful, so thankful, so thankful. You know, it's just, I really almost can't even find words to express. But I can't thank her enough for coming across this network. And, you know, her music and her voice, the calming effect that she has is just unbelievable. And she really reminds me, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Dr. Dwayne Dwyer. Dr. Dwyer, I think that was, I used to listen to him all the time. And I believe he passed away. But anyway, he did a lot of work with spirit. He always talked about spirit. And, yeah, he was such a favorite person of mine. He did a lot of work talking about spirit. She kind of reminds me of his work, but she's doing it with song. And so Dr. Dwyer was really, really well known for spirit, and he always talked about inspirational things. And if you guys, you know, if you want to look him up. He is just really, really fascinating. He has a ton of books. I read a lot of his books, but she reminds me of him. I think he had came down with cancer or something like that. Wow. Wayne Dwyer. I'm gonna last name spelled D-Y-E-R. Dr. Wayne Dwyer. And let me spell the last name D-Y-E-R. And so anyway, he was an amazing man, amazing. And the reason why I'm saying it, because this young lady, her music and her work is amazing. And Wayne Dwyer, just phenomenal. A lot of books. And if you ever have an opportunity or time, take a look at some of his books. He's very motivational, very inspirational. And from what I remember, I believe he had came down with cancer or something like that. But anyway, her music is just phenomenal, Jack. And so it's just interesting that she came across the network in such a time as this, that my friend is going through a struggle with blood cancer. I'm telling you. And so she was just really needed for this particular time. And the next song I'm going to play is called Inner Peace. And this is by an artist. Her name is Catalina. I want you to take a listen to Inner Peace. And you know what? At the end of the day, all day long, we need inner peace. No matter what we go through in life, we've got to have inner peace, guys. We got to have inner peace. So this is Inner Peace, Catalina. This is
my home.
That was Inner Peace by Catalina Hagen. Listen, you guys, so I'm going to play one more song by Jack Gottsman. This is a special musical salute and musical showcase for the artist Jack Gottsman. I'm going to play Haven once again. And so I just want to give a little follow-up. I wanted to get my facts straight before I start saying information. It's just the journalist in me because, you know, I got a little journalism background. So listen, guys, Dr. Wayne Dwyer did pass away at 75. He had leukemia, and he did have a heart attack. And so he's known as the father of motivation. So the reason why I was bringing it up, because this particular artist is like, she's like, oh, my God, she's like motivation and inspiration in music. You know, she has a certain thing. She got a certain gift. She has the gift. She's got the it, y'all. She's got the if when it comes to meditation and calming. And that's the way Dr. Wayne Dwyer was. He was very calming, very soothing when he talked. He did a lot of PBS specials on TV. He always talked about spirit, and he was just really, really, really fabulous, just fascinating. So once again, this is Haven, sending out those, you know, energy calming and energy healing to my friend that's on the other side of the world. So listen, this is Haven. Haven by the artist Jack Gottsman. Listen, thank you so much, young lady, for blessing the airways with your talent. Unbelievable and just phenomenal. Thank you for coming across this network at such a time as this. So timely. I'm telling you, nobody could orchestrate that timing but God. Only God could orchestrate the timing of you coming across this network at this particular time. Only God could do such a thing. And I am pretty much out of time, you guys. And I got to go. It's been a stone cold blast. So guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. And we're going to have a great time. It's going to be a stone cold blast. Got a big, big, big lineup, a huge lineup. And it's going to be
you motivated.